purport. Here in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else. Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Such envious devotees are not completely freed from the bondage of birth and death. As long as one is not completely free from the cause of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatana Dharma or the eternal pastimes of the Lord. One becomes envious because of being influenced by the designations of the body. But the liberated devotee has nothing to do with the body, and therefore he is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy, because the devotee knows that the Lord is his supreme protector. He thinks, what harm can the so-called enemy do? Thus, a devotee is confident about his protection. The Lord says, Ye yata mam prapadyante tam stataiva pajami aham. According to the proportion of one's surrender unto me, I respond accordingly. A devotee must therefore be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. To envy other devotees is a great offense, a Vaishnava aparad. A devotee who constantly engages in hearing and chanting, Shravana Kirtana, is certainly freed from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutan Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sya Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sujadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadishatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki. The verse again. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage or fruitive activities. So our unfortunate position is we find ourselves in this material world, this place of repeated birth and death and suffering. And the root cause of us being in this situation is envy. That envy originally manifests in us thinking, you know, what is it like to enjoy outside Krishna's service? What it is like to enjoy where I am the enjoyer, I am the controller. And then from that envy, all of our sufferings persist. And the second reason we find ourselves stuck in this material world is the reactions of our fruitive activities. We perform constantly various actions, and every action has a reaction. And we get caught up in this network of actions and reactions. But the Vedic literatures give us one very powerful and very simple way by which we can eradicate this envy, and we can burn up all the lifetimes of fruitive reactions that bind us. And that very simple process is the process of hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. So this beautiful verse spoken by Srila Shukadev Goswami is saying that simply by giving oral reception to the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, all envy can be eradicated. Now, what is so even more wonderful is that these pastimes of the Lord, of Lord Ramachandra, are very attractive, very relishable. That even one who is not ordinarily inclined to hear about the narrations of the Lord and his pastimes, even such a person will feel an inclination to listen to the Leela of the Lord, because they are so sweet, so relishable, so full of instruction. So Lord Ramachandra, he appeared on this earth in Treta Yuga, and he performed his Leela on this planet for 11,000 years. And during that time, he performed, he accepted many roles. He accepted the role of son to his father Dasharath and his mothers Kaike, Sumitra and Kaushalya. He accepted the role of leader and king. He accepted the role of disciple. He accepted the role of friend. He accepted the role of master. He accepted the role of leader. And in this way, the Lord accepted so many of roles, different types of roles. And in each of these roles, he showed what is the ideal way to perform this role. What is the duty in each of these roles? Because life is about purification. Spiritual life essentially is about purification of our anarthas and becoming attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by listening to the Lord's wonderful qualities, we can become attached to the Lord. Actually, the Ramayana, it starts off We all know that the pastimes of Lord Ram are described in this epic literature, the Ramayana, written by the great sage Valmiki, which consists of 24,000 verses. So the Ramayana starts off with Valmiki is sitting in assembly with his disciples. And he gets the darshan of Sri Narad Muni. And then he asks Sri Narad Muni a wonderful question. He says, is there anyone currently on this planet who has the following 16 qualities? Gunavarna, meaning all auspiciousness exists in that person. Second is Dharmagya, someone who knows all Dharma. Dharma Sukma, someone who not only knows all Dharma, but knows the essence of the Dharma. Kritagya, someone who is always demonstrating that they have gratitude. Satyavakya, someone who is always truthful. Charitrena, someone who follows Vedic customs very meticulously. Dridavrata, someone who is very firm in the execution of their vows. Sarvabhuteshu Kohita, someone who is always performing activities for the benefit of loving other living entities. Viryavan, someone who is poetic. Samasta, someone who is fit in executing everything. Priyadarshana, someone who is very charming and beautiful. Atmavan, someone who is self-controlled. Jitakroda, someone who can control the anger. Anasya Yaksha, someone who is non-envious. Biryata Devaha, someone who the demigods are even afraid of. So he lists the 16 qualities and he says, is there anyone currently living on this planet who has these qualities? And Sri Narada says, yes. These qualities that you've just mentioned exist in that great personality, Sri Ram. And then Sri Narada then goes on to give another 70 qualities of Sri Ram. Beautiful qualities of the Lord. And Ram is... he's very famous generally, Lord Ram is very famous for these various qualities, unparalleled qualities. And it is said that generally someone becomes attractive because of the qualities, or someone becomes great because of the qualities. But when it comes to Lord Ram, he does not have to become great by having these qualities. But these qualities become great because they are manifested in Lord Ram. These qualities become manifest. Actually, what is the meaning of Lord Ram? Or Ram, the word Ram? We know, generally Prabhupada says, Ram means the reservoir of all pleasure. Ram also means one who, when one looks at such a person, one is very attracted. One is very attracted to such a person. So Lord Ram, in one sense, he's not attractive because of his talents. He's not attractive because of his accomplishments. He's not attractive for any external reason. The Lord is attractive because of his qualities. So the Ramayana describes these various qualities of Lord Ram. And we see our Lord Ram is the embodiment of Dharma. Now, the theme of this class is that Lord Ram is the perfect example of all Dharma. But what does Dharma mean? Srila Prabhupada translated Dharma as occupational duty. And so Dharma means the duty. Lord Ram was performing this duty. And as I was explaining, in these various roles, he showed what is the ideal duty. But Srila Prabhupada explains that there are two types of Dharma. There is lower Dharma and there's superior Dharma. There's ordinary Dharma and there is Parodharma, the highest Dharma. So what Lord Ram really came to show is not, in one sense, just how to be the ideal son or the ideal king or the ideal husband or the ideal master. What Lord Ram came to show is the highest Dharma. And what is the highest Dharma? Savai Pumsa Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Adakshaje Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam says. The highest Dharma, the Paro Dharma, is Bhakti. So in among Lord's pastimes, we see something very, very important. Something that stands out. And if we look at the famous, illustrious devotees of Lord Ram, who were they? It was Sugriv, the king of the monkeys. It was Hanuman, a monkey. It was Jambavan, a bear. It was Jatayu, a bird. It was Shabri, an ascetic lady. It was Vibhishan, a demon. It was a squirrel, a small animal. So Lord Ram, through his pastimes, he demonstrated. Actually, the real Dharma is not external. The real Dharma is the bhakti, the devotion. All of these personalities that I've just mentioned, they were not big Vedic scholars. They were not big pandits. They were not any great kshatriyas. They were just simple living entities. But what stood out among all of these great personalities was their devotion to Lord Ram, the unparalleled devotion to Lord Ram. And devotion means service. So they executed or they performed great service to Lord Ram. So Lord Ram, by performing all of these wonderful qualities, pastimes and showing all of these wonderful qualities, attracted us. He attracts us. But I want to talk a bit today about something different. So Lord Ram, we know, one of his qualities, he was the ideal disciple. He was the ideal disciple of Vasishtha Muni. And he showed that in many ways. For example, once Vasishtha Muni came to the palace of Lord of King Dasharatha. And he says, I'm performing these yagyas, but these yagyas are constantly being interrupted by the rakshasas. I need someone to come and protect me and protect the yagyas. And I want your son, Lord Ram. And Lord Dasharatha said, he's just a young boy. You know, what can he do? I will personally come. I will personally come. Then Vasishtha Muni says, no, I want Ram. So Lord Ram is happily said, yeah, I'll go. And it was a long pastime, but eventually Dasharatha Maharaj said, yeah, you can go, Ram. So Lord Ram, he went. And the first service his guru gave him was what? Kill a woman. Kill a demon, Taraka. So Lord Ram is a young boy. He's never killed any demons before. He wants to follow his guru. And his guru tells him, kill Taraka. And he thinks to himself, what to do? You know, my dharma tells me that we should never kill a woman. And if you kill a woman, you will be disgraced. And my guru is telling me, kill a woman. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki, Jai Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So Lord Ram, he considers the position very carefully. So he said, in this situation, there's two options. I can be disgraced, or I can get the grace of my guru. So he said, I will go for getting the grace of my guru. And immediately, he performed this great and valiant act of killing this demoness, Taraka. So after Lord Ram had performed this various past services to his guru said, come, I want to take you somewhere. Oh, where do you want to take me? There's a Swayamvar ceremony going on. I'd like to take you to the palace of Dasharatha. So Lord Ram is sitting there and everyone is trying to come and pick up this heavy bow. And Lord Ram doesn't think to himself, oh, I'm going to try. He's just sitting there observing. Then his guru says, Ram, go. Pick up the bow. And effortlessly he goes, he picks up the bow, he strings it, and he breaks the bow. And when Sita sees this, she's immediately captivated. This is my husband. So as was the custom in the Swayamvar, she takes the garland and she goes towards Ram to garland him as a husband. Then Lord Ram says, stop. What are you doing? She says, I'm going to marry you. He says, my guru told me to lift the bow. He never said anything about getting married. So I'm not marrying you. And then Sita was even captivated more. Thing, just see, you know, he's not only so valiant, but he speaks so wonderfully and he speaks so much of dharmic. And then his guru says, okay, Ram, you can accept. Then he says, okay, I will marry. So in this way, in so many ways, the Lord shows, you know, complete obedience to the spiritual master, complete self-surrender to the spiritual master. And he does this time and time again in all of his roles. But there were times when Lord Ram is seen by many to not act in such an exemplary way. And there are three examples in particular that stand out. The first one is such a heavy one that even the staunch bhaktas of Lord Ram, they prefer to take this act and put it in a box and close it and not even consider it. Because it affects their devotion and the conception of Lord Ram so heavily. And that was Lord Ram banishing Sita when she was 5 months pregnant. So I'll talk about that a bit more. And then there is a pastime of Lord Ram killing Vali in a somewhat deceitful way, hiding. And then there's also cutting off the nose of Shupanaka, a lady who, he said, a kshatriya, generally when a lady approaches a kshatriya, the kshatriya's duty is to accept, you know, not reject. And he rejected, and we know the reasons why. But sometimes it feels like, you know, she approached him with a genuine desire to want him, but he cut off or asked for her nose to be covered, cut off and her being disfigured. So I'll just briefly, I mean, we've got 10 minutes, how to reconcile. But the fact is, as Srimad Bhagavatam says in the sixth canto, dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam, that whatever the Lord does, whatever acts he performs, is according to dharma. And we accept that. But there is a underlying principle by which we can understand this a bit better. And I'll briefly tell a pastime. I'll go through it quite quickly. So the Pandavas, Arjuna had gone to the Swayamvar. He had won the hand of Draupadi. Their mother Kunti Devi wasn't there. She was in another place worrying about where her sons were. And she was becoming more and more anxious. So eventually one night the sons come, 5 sons together with Draupadi come. And they go to, Kunti wasn't looking at them. She was facing somewhere else. And they say, Mother, we are here. And Mother, just see what we have brought. And Kunti Devi at that point in time, without looking, she said, okay, you know, it's okay. I'm just so happy to see you all. Just share whatever you got among yourselves. And basically she gave the instruction that all 5 sons should marry Draupadi. And anyway, the next day they went to see the father of Draupadi, King Draupad. And Draupad was thinking Arjuna had married Draupadi. And he was happy. And then Yudhishthira declares to Draupad that all 5 of them had married Draupadi. And immediately he faints. And then when he gets up, he tells, Draupad tells Yudhishthira, what are you doing is completely adharmic. This will be a disgrace to me. This will be a disgrace to my family. This will be a disgrace to Draupadi. And then Maharaj Yudhishthira, he says something very significant. He says, my whole life, I have not spoken a lie. My whole life, I have lived according to dharmic principles. If this was adharmic, immediately I would have felt it in my heart. And he says, my heart is completely pure. And it is nothing about the 5 of us marrying Draupadi that tells me this is adharmic. So the point being here, and the point I'm trying to make at the moment is that, you know, like Maharaj Yudhishthira was once asked by the Yaksha, what is the real dharma? And Maharaj Yudhishthira replied, the real dharma is not that what we find in our scriptures. The real dharma is not that which is enunciated by the great pundits. The real dharma is that which exists in the pure heart, the pure heart of the Mahajans. So Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is not a tinge of contamination that can ever enter the heart of Lord Ram. Whatever he does is completely dharmic. So coming back to this pastime of the Lord banishing Sita Devi, there's a few salient points or few relevant points that can help us understand the actions of the Lord. The first point being that the Lord's heart, being completely pure, could not have performed a dharmic act. So this act of him banishing Sita Devi, was in line with dharma. And the way that this action came to bear, we know the pastime, that the washerman, his wife had gone to another person's house where there was a man, and she came back home, and the washerman said, "You had lived in the house of another man. I am not like Lord Ram to accept such a situation. You should leave." And Lord Ram would manage his kingdom by sending out different spies. And the spies would hear what was being spoken, what was being done. And, you know, one of the spies that heard this, he was completely devastated. He didn't want to reveal it to Lord Ram. But Lord Ram said, "You've got to reveal it." And when Lord Ram heard that, he fainted. And he was in a very difficult situation. And this is the nature of dharma. Dharma is not always very straightforward. Sometimes there's conflicting dharmas. So there was the dharma of the king, and then there was the dharma of the husband. So what is the dharma that Lord Ram decided to adhere to? It is said in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that it is not possible for anyone to promote dharma without one being neutral. If one is not neutral, if one favors a particular situation, if one favors a particular individual, then it is said it is not possible for one to propagate dharma. One has to be completely detached. So some people, they say that Lord Ram, he chose his name, his reputation as a king above his duty as a husband when he banished Sita. But that is not true. The Lord's duty as the proponent of dharma was he had to be neutral. He had to demonstrate that he was detached. And that took precedence. And this point about Sita Devi being banished, actually Lord Ram didn't really banish her. He sent her to the ashram of Valmiki Muni. Valmiki Muni, living in the kingdom of Lord Ram, was one of the subjects of Lord Ram. He was under the care of Lord Ram. And Sita Devi, being under the care of Valmiki, indirectly she was under the care of Lord Ram. But there's another pastime in the Padma Purana that gives us some insight into why this happened. It's explained in the Padma Purana that Sita Devi, when she was a young girl, once she heard some parrots talking very wonderfully. And these parrots were describing the pastimes of Lord Ram and his consort Sita Devi. And these parrots were describing this pastime so wonderfully. She was completely captivated. Completely captivated. And she told the parrots, "I'm actually Sita Devi. So you please come stay with me. Stay with me and you narrate these pastimes." And she asked the parrots, "Where did you hear these pastimes?" And she said, "Formerly the great sage Valmiki had written this book, Ramayana, and we had heard it. And she said, oh, you're describing the pastimes of my lord, and I want to hear it. And then she told the parrots, I'm going to keep you here till the time I marry Lord Ram. Now, in the pastimes of Lord Ram, he was here for 11,000 years, and he married Sita in a later pastime. So the female parrot told her husband, the male parrot, I'm pregnant. I am pregnant. I have to go and give birth to my babies. We've got our life. We can't live here with Sita Devi for so long. And then Sita Devi said, no, 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 don't worry. I will take very good care of you. And the mother parrot says, no, but I've got other baby parrots I need to look after. And then Sita Devi says, no, don't worry. I will take care of you. You have to stay here. And then the husband was appealing to Sita Devi, please let her go and I'll stay here. And Sita Devi said, no, it's okay. You know, I would like both of y'all to be here and to narrate the pastimes of Lord Ram. Anyway, out of separation and out of lamentation, the female parrot was, you know, she was devastated. And then she cursed Sita Devi. She says, just like, you know, you are keeping me in an exile position while I am pregnant, you will also have to suffer the same situation in some future circumstances. And the husband, he also decided to give up his life. And he said, you know, just like you made me suffer, in my next life I will come as a washerman and I will speak something that you will have to bear the suffering. So in this way, we hear from the Padma Purana that Sita Devi, she was issued with this curse. But someone may say, you know, why will she's the goddess of fortune, she's the consort of Lord Ram, why must she suffer a curse? She can negate this curse. But the point is that when the Lord appeared and with Sita Devi, they appeared in the human-like form. The human-like form. And in this way, they acted as ours, just as how humans ordinarily would have to suffer. So that is something that we don't get visibility of. And finally, there's something known as prakat and aprakat lila. Prakat means manifest lila, and aprakat means unmanifested lila. So Sita Devi and Lord Ram, in their aprakat lila, they are always together. They are never separated. So even when we see that the pastime of Sita Devi being banished, we can understand that there is so much more to it than Lord Ram adopting a position that would seem adharmic. And in the same way, in the killing of Vali, there is so many nice descriptions. One that we do not know, that Vali was given a benediction, that whenever he was fighting with anyone, as soon as he looks at that person, he would get half the strength of the person he's fighting against. So Lord Ram knew that if he was fighting Vali and Vali looked at him, he would get half of Lord Ram's powers and Lord Ram would never be able to defeat him. And then Lord told Vali also, you know, the wife of your younger brother is like your daughter. You performed the act of an aggressor. And when one performs at the act of an aggressor, one can kill that person anytime and by any means. And the Lord told Vali, if you want, I'll bring you back alive right now. If you think I've done something unjust. And Vali, when he heard that the Lord speak to him about how he was being benefited, Vali said, you know what? I can have many, many lives, but it is very unlikely in any of these lives that I will leave my body looking at you. So what you are doing is you're granting me the greatest benediction by your mercy. So I accept whatever you've done to me as being done for my great benefit. And same with Shupanaka. She wanted the Lord. And how did the Lord make up to her? In his next life, in his next incarnation, Shupanaka came as Kubja. And the Lord fulfilled whatever desires Kubja had to enjoy with him. So in this way, externally, we can see so many things, but you know, there's the deeper dharma, the deeper activities of the Lord, which we will never know. But all of the activities of the Lord are relishable. All of the activities of the Lord set the perfect example. And simply by constant and regular hearing of the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, as we've said in this verse, we can become perfect, we can become free from envy, we can become free from entanglement, and at the end, go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. There was one pastime, very quickly, so many coming. There was a boatman taking Lord Ram across. And he was performing such a nice service that Sita Devi took out a ring and she gave Lord Ram. And Lord Ram gave it to the boatman. And the boatman said, what is this? We are both boatmen and you want to pay me? And Lord Ram said, what do you mean we are both boatmen? He's saying, nah, I'm a boatman taking you across the river. And you are the boatman that takes us across of the ocean. Now, you don't want to take any payment. And I'm taking you across. And when it's time for my death, you don't take me any payment. As the expert boatman, you take me across the ocean of birth and death. Hare Krishna, we'll stop here. Jai Shri Mad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Shri Ramachandra Ki Jai. So I've gone a bit over, 5 minutes, I apologize for that. Any questions or comments or reflections? Yes, David Prabhu.
Just one comment is that the guru who took Lord Ram to kill the demon lady and to Swayambhar was Vishwamitra Muni. Yeah.
Sorry?
The guru that took Lord Ram to kill the demon was Vishwamitra
Muni. Vishwamitra Muni, not Vashista, yeah. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Prayajan Prabhu.
Yes, this verse that I like to say that they're not really in the pastimes of Lord Ram, but it's... overall instruction or guidance. It says in Bhagavad Gita 4:35, it says, having obtained real knowledge from the self-realized soul, you will never have to again, you will never have to fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme. In other words, they belong to me. And the other dimension there that once we were discussing in the class, that, all right, they belong to me. And there's another step in that, belong to me. Is when lovers express their love, they see each other not as a selfish or wanting that person, they understand that belonging together means we've always belonged together in this relationship. So having, and this is real knowledge, that we've all belonged together originally, not as separate living entities, but back with Krishna in a loving relationship.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gopremanande Haribol. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.